Let's get started. Okay.
So, welcome. First kick-off meeting. What shall we do? Opening. Get rest. What are we going to do? We have to make a new We have to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So, we'll get back to that. First, we have to make functional design. After that, we have to make a conceptual design. After that, a detailed design. So, we'll discuss that later. First, we have to look at touch screen. First tool, we have to make a small painting. What we have to do? First, you can save the documents. We have to do that every time we make something. You can print it. And we have to use the pen and the erasure. So, now, we all have to use this one. You have to make your own favorite animal. So, I'll make an example. First, don't touch the thing. You can use the pen. You can
nice.
You can change some things. Format, line, and change it. And you can change the color.
An elephant.
So. And after it, you have to save it. Now you can make more. You will have to pay now. So,
okay. Okay, come to me.
Strange.
Oh, pop-ups. What is this Pictionary? a bird. Bird.
Next one.
Oh, not.
So maybe I can take it, so you can write with a normal pen.
Okay.
I'll try and fix it so you can
okay.
continue after the...
No problem.
Okay. Sorry about this.
Shit happens.
I'm not getting anything on my screen now.
Just touch the on button.
A parrot. Yes. He did it before. Ah. Thank you.
That was tool. Now next, budget. You will sell it at 25 euros, and we have only 20, 12 and a half euro to make it. So now we have to think about what we will make. First, I want to hear from you. What are your experiences with remote controls?
I'll start. Big one, they are not easy to use. I have once had a remote control. When I dropped it, it broke, so that won't be our goal, I think. And big buttons, that's easier to use, I think. Not all the small buttons, you don't know.
Positive or negative, that big buttons?
Big buttons, positive. All small buttons, like when you have like 100 buttons on your remote control, you don't know what they're working for.
Okay. What are your experiences?
Well, I think the goal of the remote control is that it has an influence on the TV set. control the channels and the volume. And I think it's positive if there's a LED on the corner of the remote, so that you know it still has batteries on it. And if you push the button, the LED gives it light, and you see that it's working. And
do they always have that?
No. But my experience is that it's convenient to have.
Easy to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At home, we have a TV, video recorder, a DVD player, and a satellite receiver. We have four distinctive.
Thank you. I hope also. Thank you.
We also had a remote control for our radio set, but it had a lot of buttons on it, and we didn't know which one was what, and it was not easy to use, so we barely used it.
Okay, so we have too much. So, next, for our own remote control, we have to think, how do we make it? So, what ideas do you have for it, for the new remote control? What does it have to have?
The weight, not too heavy. Not much buttons. Bust free, that when you drop it, it won't break, like some kind of rubber on it or hard plastic. Buttons not too small. Something like when you lose your remote control, sometimes it happens. It's between the couch and you can't find it. When you push a button on the TV, then you hear some sort of bleep.
Like
and then you, hey, there's the remote control.
Okay.
Next.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Yeah, well, the LED on the corner that indicates that it's working. Push a button. I'm looking on the budget, not too expensive material, so probably plastic or something.
I think it, from a marketing point of view, it also has to look nice, or you won't sell it. And on our website, we can see what actually already have, and it should work with as many as possible of them.
Okay. It has to be compatible with other things.
Yes.
I have one more idea, just popped up. It won't take a lot of battery, so you won't have to change the batteries once a week or once every 2 weeks.
So, more ideas?
No.
Okay, it's only the first of these. So. What are we going to do now?
Next meeting, half an hour. Okay, next meeting, half an hour. What do you have to do? And next instruction.
So, this is the first meeting. See you later.
Okay, thank you. See you later.